Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, the dumb, as we continue along here on a Wednesday. Glad you could be with us. All right, let's get things started. It is midweek, so let's get the good of the day.
All right, I'm sorry. I lost my page where I had the good of the day. And it's pretty actually quite simple. Congrats to the Mahomes.
Yeah, they having a baby?
No, they had one. And I can't,
so let's congratulate the Mahomes on what?
On their one-month-old child getting a full-ride scholarship to Texas Tech.
Yeah, because Texas Tech knows where this is, could go, right?
Right. Arguably,
let's honor one of our top alumni.
Well, I mean, arguably the most athletic alumni to come out of Texas Tech.
I would say so.
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know what other great athletes may have came out of Texas Tech, but we all know that Mahomes came out of Texas Tech.
Michael Crabtree played out of Texas Tech.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I think Mahomes is slightly better.
Yeah,
but also. Brittany Mahomes. I guess that's her name, right? Yeah, Brittany. She was a standout soccer player herself.
So they're just figuring it. The odds are that this kid is going to be
fantastic.
Now,
she wasn't at Texas Tech. She was at another school nearby.
But what difference does it make?
Exactly. She was at UT Tyler, University of Texas Tyler. I'm not 100% sure where that was, but she met...
I would think in Tyler.
Well, in Tyler, Texas. I'm not sure where Tyler, Texas is. I'm sorry. I know I've lived here for long enough. I still don't know. I can tell you where all the cities are in California. I can't tell you where all the cities are in Texas.
Gotcha.
But in her four seasons as a collegiate soccer player, she totaled 31 goals and 16 assists.
Did she?
So the odds are that her name is Sterling... That Sterling will be an athlete, a student athlete.
Very good.
And at 1 month old, already has a full ride scholarship.
Yeah, and also Texas Tech wants to make sure that the Mahomes contributions keep pouring in.
Oh, is that why they do this? Oh man, I didn't know it was for any booster involvement.
We're going to give your daughter a full ride scholarship. Thanks for the $100 million endowment, Mr. Mahomes.
Yes.
Pretty really excited. We're going to open up a new library in the hospital wing in your honor.
Yeah. Also, what do you think of Mahomes Center?
Yeah, what about that?
You know, exactly. It's just going to be a small little gym tucked away next to the football field where people will always work out in your name.
Absolutely. So well done. Well done, Mahomes. Yeah. Already got a scholarship.
Already. I'm 1 month old. I can't even get my 4-year-old to do anything. So,
I know. She's an accomplished child already.
Yep.
It all goes downhill from here. She's lived up to all the expectations at 1 month.
Exactly.
Everything else is just going to be, oh, well, we'll see. All right. What's the bad of the day?
I don't know how I feel about this. Japan has decided to stage this summer's Tokyo Olympics without overseas spectators. Due to concern of COVID.
So they're not letting people come into the country to watch the Olympics.
Right. No fans are going to be, there will be fans in the stands, but they're only fans from Japan.
Now, if I'm a betting guy, I would normally have bet that the summer games will be canceled. But I'm not going to go down that road. I think there is a determination to get these games in the books.
Yeah.
Right? So that they'll just say, fine, no spectators, everybody's got to quarantine, everybody's got to be tested 7 times a day. We're getting this thing done. No matter what it costs, we're plowing through and getting this done. So I think I'm leaning in that direction. But this isn't like the bubble in Orlando. This isn't like other ways we've dealt with COVID. I mean, to bring the world together and then have the world take off and leave in 2 weeks or whatever it is, it's a whole different animal. I don't like it with you. I don't like it. I think, if you just want to hold the Olympics to make sponsors and broadcast partners happy, that's fine. But there is an element of the unity of people coming into one country that is important for these games. I think it's one of the main reasons it was established in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, it's
to conduct some goodwill around the world.
It almost feels like a 2-week moratorium for peace.
Yeah, right.
You know, exactly. That all these countries put aside their differences and say, you know what? Okay, instead of us firing at each other, let's just see how they do in badminton against each other, or, you know, weightlifting competition. Let's settle it there and see what country is best in this and that.
Yeah.
And I think we'll miss something. Now, I know, obviously, you know, opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies are usually dominated by the host nation fans. I mean, that's just the way, you know, because it's easier for them.
Absolutely.
But especially like the smaller competitions, you know, I mean, I think it's even to the point where one of the rules in place is that athletes of that country can't go and visit or can't go and cheer on other athletes.
Yeah. See, that's another thing.
Like swimmers can't go and cheer on the track and field guys and vice versa.
Yeah, and it's always cool, like, when in opening ceremonies when, like, the U.S. has got hundreds of athletes, but then there's always those countries with, like, nine.
Yes.
Right, and they're all, like, together. They all want to be,
and their,
you know,
families in the stands waving a flag, and they're able to find them because they're the only ones cheering.
Exactly, exactly. It's, you know, I remember in 85, 86 when I was in social studies, and I remember my social studies teacher talking about the 84 boycott and the 80 boycott, and that how it was very, you know, it was disappointing because world politics had to circumvent what the Olympics were originally about, right? I mean, you had the United States saying, look, we're going to use our power, right? We're going to use our power to boycott the Olympics to send a political message. And then they returned the favor when it was in Los Angeles in 84. Yeah. And I remember feeling like, yeah, it's probably right. That's not really what we do with this stuff. So yeah, to miss out on, you know, then it just becomes like, here, we're going to put it on TV and everybody can watch it around the world. But there is an element of the social spectator aspect of it that's going to be gone.
I mean, it's like you said, I mean, they're going to have the games just for the sake of having games. And the Olympics, I don't know if they're a big enough draw. It's not like us trying to get through an NFL season or an NBA season where we'll have games that are being played in empty stands because, like, you know, the end result is what we're trying to get to.
Right, right.
And the end result for the Olympics is like, okay, well, just, you know, instead of sending every athlete, I mean, sorry, Bangladesh, but do you need to send anybody? Because I don't. When was the last time you medaled?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need to send that guy or that girl. No, I don't know. It's just, it's going to have, right. It's going to have a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird feeling. Look, I'm glad that they are holding the Olympics, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
It does feel like they're just doing it to satisfy the sponsors that have already poured, you know, millions or even billions of dollars into it.
Yeah, and NBC especially is like, we're not canceling this puppy again.
No.
Like, we have got a team ready to go to broadcast this thing.
And let's face it, you can't hold it in 2022 because the sports calendar will be off its rails then.
Because of the World Cup?
World Cup in the summer. Well, actually, you could do it next summer because the World Cup, I keep forgetting, is going to be held in November, December timeframe.
Because it's going to be in Qatar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's, I guess, all these players don't want to play in 150-degree weather.
Yeah, right. Well, weren't they creating a man-made cloud for the
They were going to create cool, a man-made awesome cloud. Thing. They had air-conditioned fields where the stadium, the seating might be hot, but on the field surface, it was going to be nice and moderate temperatures.
You know how many people have died building these stadiums in Qatar? It's crazy. Yeah, I guess, the number is so sad.
I guess none of that came to fruition.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I wonder if the second part of it is going to be, because the other selling point that they had was that they were going to build all these iconic stadiums, tear them down brick by brick, and rebuild them in a location that needed high-class soccer stadiums around the world. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they were going to, you know, either send them to Africa or send them to European leagues.
Why
would
they do that? Why didn't you just rebuild the stadium?
Again, that's part of all the selling point. I don't understand.
I doubt it will happen.
This was, I mean, if you ever want to point a finger at, hey, how did they get a stadium? You know, if there's any conspiracy to, you know, bribery and getting a with FIFA, this, you point your finger at Qatar.
It is amazing. Yeah, it's amazing Qatar got the World Cup to begin with, other than the fact that they
tried to spin it was Sepp Blatter, who was the president of FIFA at the time, did say, hey, I want to be the first to have a World Cup in every region of on the planet.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. South Africa made sense, Qatar not so much.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I really, really don't care about the royal drama. I really don't.
Yeah, sure. It feels like you have to say that. I don't know why.
I know.
Like, everybody
I'm prefacing
is saying
it this way. But the dumb of the day is Piers Morgan, who for years has dished it out, But when it was finally dished onto him live on, I think the show's called Good Morning Britain or something like that, you know, original, he walked off the set and then just ended up quitting the show.
Give us some context of why did he walk off the show? What was coming at him?
I guess for the last, I don't know, however long Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been dating, he and Meghan had a close relationship that severed ties because he started being hypercritical, because Piers Morgan is hypercritical of everything. He, I guess, has blasted Meghan for years and years and years, including 2 days ago, including his recap of that interview they had with Oprah, where he was just burying Meghan.
Right,
another guy that said, who I don't know, said, "Hey, she has never said one bad thing about you, but you continue over and over and over again to, you know, put her down." And because that guy said that, he just walked off the set and said, "Nope, I'm done. I'm sorry, I can't take this anymore. I'm out." And
so then he quit his job.
He quit the show. Yes,
over that. My goodness.
I mean, the video of it is like, you know, I mean, he's just being dished back what he's been putting out there for years.
But here's the problem.
And the moment it comes back
to
him, he just walks off.
But that was a stupid thing of that guy to say. He's in his job is a commentator.
No, he's just the host of a morning show. He's like Michael Strahan.
But hold on, he's a commentator. He's not this isn't a quid pro quo thing. Like, we criticize Jerry Jones. But we wouldn't take it if somebody said, he's never said a bad word about you. He doesn't even know I exist. He doesn't care. What is he? It's what we do. It's what he does.
The backstory is that he and Meghan Markle had a really great relationship.
So what?
And then she ghosted him. And because
of course, she's a princess.
Right.
Whatever it is. He's been
finding ways to bury her year after year after year.
Oh, so the guy is saying you had a friendship with this B actress who's never starred in anything major.
Right.
You should have honored that friendship when she became the princess by not criticizing her royalty.
Basically saying that, you know, she had every right to, you know, not communicate with you. That's her right. That's her privilege.
I like Piers Morgan. That seems a little childish.
Yeah, just to walk off set and then quit the show. That was the other thing. I mean, walked off set and then just quit the show.
I just can't. That's silly, because he should be good enough to have attacked that person and said, "Look, here's the 5 points why I did what I did." And you can take that. You could just, you know, you don't like that I did that. Well, here's why I'm doing it. Boom, 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 boom. Rather than take off the microphone and walk off the stage.
I mean, literally, you know, it's a disagreement between two colleagues on set, and one of them just walks off because he can't handle what the one person is saying about him, and just quits.
I would believe, being in this industry for a while and I've seen certain things like that happen, or I've heard of things like that happen, that there's probably 1,000 more things behind the scenes than just that.
I hope so. Because on the surface, what we're all seeing.
I guarantee you he does not go into that place and go, "I love working here. It's a great place." He wouldn't have done it he probably is like, "My contract's up. They're negotiating in bad faith, or hate this person. I don't like this coworker. I really don't like coming in. I got 100 other offers to do other things," and probably said, "You know what? I'll start that process today." All right. That is the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is a wake up call, Sports Map Radio. All right. Coming up, another Manning is going to be on your television, but will this one work out? Next on Wake Up Call.